Have caught into the water?
Jumped?
Or have
fallen?
We're talking about diving. You say several children have
dived.
And he was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly burst.
Okay. What about a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over? She turns a
somersault.
And you say he dived in and what across?
Went to swimming.
And he what all the way across?
Floated.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't know how to
swim.
And he has what all the way across the lake?
Swam.
And he got in the water and he what across?
Paddled.
Or he
swam.
And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might
drown.
You say yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already
drowned.
And two people become members of a church. You say last week they
joined our church.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you say the music was just
lovely.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church, you say, well, church will be over
before I'm getting my tire changed.
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names for him?
Satan.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't pay?
The devil.
Did you ever say the booger man?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, a boogerman is just, he's not as bad as the devil. The devil is the worst can be. A boogerman is just something that dressed kind of strange and frightened the children, long beard. Mm-hmm.
Something people think is here in the graveyard at night.
Ghosts.
And a house that people are scared to go in.
Haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on, it's getting
cold.
It's not really cold, but it's a little
cool.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Damp.
Uh-huh. What about chilly or
airy? Yeah, chilly, airy, right. Huh? That's all can be. It's cold. All in the same, you know, all meaning, same.
What would you find?
Change of the weather.
Uh-huh. You say it was a little bit
damp. A little bit cool.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
really cold.
And if someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he, what, hated that place. He
didn't want to go.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say he purely hated it or plum hated it? Or
no, he didn't want to go. He disliked it. Disliked the place.
And if someone said something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you say, why the very, what are you saying that?
Oh, the very idea.
And say if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb, what might he say?
He hurt his thumb.
Uh-huh. Any exclamation could have?
He even might say, oh, shucks, or might use a little curse word even as much.
Uh-huh. What would you say if someone told you something that surprised
you? Oh, my goodness.
And if you had done something kind of stupid and you were kind of annoyed with yourself, what might you say?
I shouldn't have done that.
And some people were leaving your house after a visit. You say, well, I hope y'all come back
again.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Any other expression?
Happy Yuletide.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Yes, Christmas gift, yeah.
When would they say that?
Well, you can say that on a Christmas morning. Oh, Merry Christmas gift.